So I spent Thanksgiving with my brother Pete. Some of you know my brother Pete. He was a PEP student here a couple of years ago. And we were visiting with some friends of mine. There were several different families that had gotten together. And we started talking about, well, what do you do for, you know, Thanksgiving? What do you do for Christmas? How do you spend these holidays? And Pete and I started sharing a story about one of the traditions that we had grown up with. So we grew up in northern Wisconsin, and every year we would go to visit the cousins and, you know, the relatives on my dad's side of the family, and that side of the family was Norwegian. And my grandparents, I believe, were the ones that came over, and so they were full-blooded Norwegians. And what we used to say was that these were people that left Norway, traveled halfway around the world, and didn't stop till they found a place as cold and miserable as the one they left. And so we would get together, and everybody would bring, it's a fairly large family gathering, and everybody would bring, you know, the dish to pass, the dish to share. And whoever's house it was that year to hold the Christmas gathering, their job it was to make the fish. So there is a fish from Norway called lutefisk, and some people know of lutefisk. So here's what I knew growing up. The story that I was told is that it takes a long time to prepare this fish. You soak it, and you soak it, and then you soak it in lye, and then you have to soak the lye back out of it to be able to eat it, and this is a way to preserve the fish. That's what I knew. Well, I looked up in Wikipedia about lutefisk, and it literally means live fish. And it said that part of the reason was that they could leave it outside in the cold, and then nothing was going to eat it. And I believe that is true. And so the preserving of it in the lye gives it this really gelatinous quality. It starts out like a codfish, and by the time it's done, it's this kind of translucent, kind of jellyish fish, right? Anybody who's eaten it, right?
What is lye? Say
lye. It's like a caustic. So you have acids and bases in the acid world. This is like a, you know, it's like a strong acid, but it's a base. So it affects the pH and just really ruins a good piece of fish, as far as I can tell. And so you would arrive at like Aunt Betty's house, and you'd walk in, and you'd just be hit with a smell of the most strong and pungent and god-awful smelling fish that you could imagine. And so we were sharing about this, and as I was thinking about it, I thought, you know, I don't think it was ever really about the fish. I think it was about what that fish was pointing to. And what it was pointing to was the hardiness of these people. And the Norwegian people are a hardy people. And I think that's why this tradition continues. You could go back today and they'll have a lutefisk feed and my dad will be there just snorting that stuff up. But there's a part of me that, while I didn't grow up eating lutefisk, I grew up eating that stuff once a year. And there's a part of me that feels my pride of my heritage that I participated in that tradition. And I think we all have these kinds of traditions that come from our cultures or come from our religions or come from our spiritual paths. And we have a great affection and a great pride for that with these traditions. And I think it's really about what they're pointing to that is the value and the richness of these traditions. I think it's also true that when we share them with each other, sometimes we can bump up against the ones that make us feel uncomfortable. Tonight I'm going to share a little bit about what the guide's words are about Christmas and about what the tradition of Christmas is pointing to. And so I know that for a lot of people in this room, Christmas is probably a warm holiday that you may have warm associations with and that you celebrate today. I suspect there are people here who just didn't grow up with Christmas and maybe just don't know that holiday. And I'm also aware there may be people here who may have a difficult time with embracing Christmas or embracing Jesus Christ and the message in Christmas. And so I just acknowledge that. And so I ask us all to just kind of breathe deep into our bellies And listen to what the guide has shared with us in his words in the Christmas message lectures about Christmas and what this tradition points to. And in the words of a program that I'm familiar with, which is AA, I invite you to take what you like and leave the rest. So the first question is, what is this Christmas tradition pointing to? You know, when we peel back all these wrappings and trimmings and decorations and music and lights and food, what the guide says that it's pointing to is birth. And so this is from Lecture 239. The birth of Christ celebrates and symbolizes birth, not only birth of an entity, of a human being, but birth of new expressions, of new ways of expressing God in life, birth of new levels of consciousness. And so we kind of start to see that there is both an outer birth, the birth of this baby or this man named Jesus, and then there's also an inner birth that can be more personal for each one of us. And so in 239, the guide goes on to say, at one time in your history, birth had to be celebrated and symbolized by the appearance of a human being. At that time in history, human consciousness was still very much on an outer level. Everything had to be outward. Now, there was a man of such purity that the Christ could manifest in a totality seldom, if ever, experienced to that degree on the plane of matter. It is a misunderstanding, however, to assume that the new coming of the Christ will take form in the same manner. The Christ lives within everyone and within everything that breathes and has consciousness. The Christ has been given birth by your work, my beloved friends. At each step of your path where you find a misconception, a negativity, a block, a destructiveness, a problem, an ignorance, you find a direct obstruction to the Christ within. So I was raised Lutheran, so I was raised Christian, and I was familiar then with Jesus Christ. And it was a real eye-opening experience a few years ago when I realized that it wasn't Jesus Christ, like Jesus was his first name and Christ was his last name. That it's Jesus, a man, who had more Christ in him than most of us. And in that, I began to find a personal connection to, oh, that Christ could be in me. And so in this final quote from the guide is a suggestion for how we can hold the image of the Christmas tree and the lights on the tree as being symbolic of our own process of lighting our whole tree, or our tree of life, every time we do this work. So from 219, at this particular time, when the birth of Christ consciousness is celebrated, we shall talk about the event as it begins to take place. Of course, my dearest friends, you do know that this does not happen at once. It happens gradually, again and again. It occurs and is lost, recurs, and so on. Perhaps you can see the tree that you light as a symbol of many, many candles that have to be lit and be aflame within you to bring the total consciousness to its eternal glow on the outer level of your manifest existence. Each recognition, each insight, each honest admission, each shedding of a partial mask, each breaking through of a defense, each step of courage and honesty where you take responsibility for your negativity is a lighting of yet another candle. You bring light into your soul by bringing truth into your darkness. And so I invite you to close your eyes, and if it feels right for you, to imagine your body is surrounded by lights. Perhaps they look like little tea lights floating in the air all around you. There are lights floating in front of you, and there are lights floating behind you. There are lights floating to the left of you, and there are lights floating to the right of you. There are lights underneath you, and there are lights above you. And each of these lights has been lit by the work that you have done. And imagine these lights slowly begin to be drawn into the center of your heart, coming together, forming one brilliant, amazing, and wondrous light. You are this light, and this light is you. You are of this light, and this light is of you. It's possible you may notice that there's still some corners that are dark. For some, it could be like a little bulb that's out on the Christmas tree. Just lights waiting to be relit. Open your inner ears to hear what's coming from these light and these dark places.
Come darkness, come light, come new star. Shining bright, come love to this world tonight. Alleluia. Come broken, come whole, come wounded in your soul, come any way. Alleluia. There's a humble stable and a light within. There's an angel hovering, three wise men. Today the baby's born in Bethlehem. Alleluia. Come doubting, come sure. Come fearful to this door. Come see what love is for. Alleluia. Come running, come walking slow. Come weary on your broken road. Come see him shed your heavy load. Alleluia. There's a humble stable, a light within. There's an angel hovering, three wise men. Today a baby's born in Bethlehem. Alleluia. Come darkness, come light. Come new star, shining bright. Come love to this world tonight. Alleluia.
Uh-oh.